The best foreplay is washing the dishes. If you want more sex, help your wife with chores and housework. I don't know who started this. So, does it actually work? Well, I think this question offers you a huge opportunity to really take your sex to a new level, stronger and a lot more special, but definitely not by washing the dishes. Personally, I'll be honest with you, it irritates me every time I hear it. I think it started like a joke, but now everybody's saying it seriously, like it's valid sex advice. I totally understand where it's coming from. When a woman's partner is not pulling his weight, she is overburdened with housework. It's time and energy that she doesn't have for sex, but more importantly, she feels let down, unsupported, and resentful. Now, nobody argues that it's a problem that needs to be solved, and a woman needs to feel helped and supported. But when you're not solving those problems independently and you start lumping them together with sex, even suggesting that they create sex, the first problem with that is that you will really devalue sex for yourself. And sex is already often falling short, feels very functional, which you can totally change by committing to a better practice of it. But to say that housework or chores are foreplay or they lead to more sex, you are devaluing sex even further, you are trivializing it. You're basically saying it is equal to washing the dishes or cleaning the bathroom. And once you make that connection, you know, it changes everything about how both of you feel about sex. This is a commodity in your relationship that is conditional on, you know, doing certain chores can be traded for it. High chance a man in many cases might feel a little bit trained like a dog, rewarded, you know, by sex rather than appreciated as a lover and attractive man. Not sexy for either of you, really. And this kind of conversation brings up really uncomfortable, you know, connotations that as long as he does the chores, he can expect more sex, that the woman should provide sex for the chores done rather than for his ability to engage her, to make her feel amazing in sex. They should never be in the same sentence together. Your sex life is a very, very special space in your life where you feel nourished and enriched by all this blissfulness, all this beauty of the senses, and you feel that deep intimacy and real connection and love. You both want to honor it and respect it as this very special thing, which means not dragging all your rubbish bins and pots and shopping trolleys and, you know, plungers and whatever into that space. Keep it as a sacred space. So if you're a woman and your partner is not pulling his weight with housework or chores, then basically it's a problem in your relationship. Now, it's understandable that when you have any kind of problem in a relationship, that can make it difficult for you to have sex. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that you must have sex even if there are problems in a relationship. I would never say that. So if there is a problem, you want to address it, you want to solve it, not because, you know, it's great foreplay for sex, but because generally you don't want to feel bad in a relationship. Of course, in a relationship, you want to help and support each other. Talk to each other, ask for it. Do this for your partner, share the chores, do the housework. Do this out of love. It's beautiful, but don't think of it as a strategy for sex. Sex is a special thing away from all this. And sex doesn't come from that stuff. Sex can be blocked by that because of negative emotions. But sex comes from making love to each other in this moment, with real devotion to each other in that sexual connection. Like in your mindset, keep it as that space in your life. Like I understand that you might not have developed it yet. You can get there. And it's not going to be 100% possible. There will be situations in your relationship that will make you unable to connect with your partner because you feel that block because of whatever else is happening. But for small and medium level stuff, this can actually be the opposite. This can be the space where you go to clear all the other stuff, to reconnect, to feel your love again. If you take this approach, your sex life is going to be so much stronger. Otherwise, any little crappy thing in life can just take away your sex life. And how will you feel? What does it say about your true sexual connection when any little shit can take it away? And then there's a second problem with it, and that's more than just thinking that washing the dishes creates great foreplay. This is an example of the weakness that I see in most couples. It might be a problem for your whole sex life together, keeping it really fragile. Do you really think that a man washing the dishes actually really turns a woman on? Like in real terms, she sees him by the sink. He's, you know, he's got that sponge and the soap in his hand, and she just looks at him and she's getting all wet and burning with desire, and she just wants him to penetrate her right away. Do you really think that happens? Of course not. You mean you removed an obstacle that was giving her a lot of negative emotion, and now she can feel desire, and that's the problem. Removing an obstacle doesn't make a woman want sex. Most women check out of sex not because they feel resentful that their partner didn't wash the dishes, but because sex doesn't engage her, doesn't engage her body right. She doesn't feel much. Sex feels empty, mechanical. It doesn't have anything valuable or worthwhile for her, so she stops wanting it. That's the most common reason why a woman checks out of sex. So you can wash dishes all day long, but it's not going to make sex better for her or more desirable for her. The best way to arouse a woman is not housework. It is when you know her body and her sexuality, you're able to make her feel connected, desirable, relaxed, engaged. You really understand her body, how it works, not just physically, but also emotionally, and you're able to give her really amazing sexual pleasure in every moment. You can love her body erotically powerfully, so she really feels your desire and your love. And then there will be a powerful surge of sexual energy, and that is the best foreplay for women, not washing the dishes. This is a very widespread erroneous mindset that I've seen a lot in my consultancy. I think it's just everywhere, especially when working more with sex therapy and helping people to solve particular sex problems in a relationship. There is this assumption that our natural state right now in this moment is that I'm able to have really amazing sex, but there's something blocking me, external problem, too busy, too stressed, he did this, she did this, this problem, that problem, or some kind of an internal block, you know, that needs to be healed in therapy. And in reality, there was no block. There was a lack of knowledge, understanding, ability to create sex. They've never had a chance to learn about it. They will do something naturally, but it will be very limited. It probably doesn't really understand the body of your lover, doesn't leverage the real richness, it doesn't give you both what you really, really want to be fulfilled in sex. Because sex is like everything else, you know, it's not like a manual skill, but it's still something that you know how to make, even though it's beautiful and organic and natural, but you have an understanding, an ability to create what you want, you know what you're doing. You know, it's a complete fallacy. It's like saying that if you wash the dishes, we are going to have a really tasty meal. Do you know how to make a really tasty meal? Or are you avoiding your dinners together because you are very uninspired by the food, you know? So when you believe that you are naturally able to have great sex and it's just problems that affect you, you end up coasting through your sex life. There are a few days when it happens spontaneously and you get away with it, but you're so affected by every factor and every problem that your sex becomes really fragile. So what I would really recommend you is a change in belief that puts you into a much stronger position. Instead of feeling like it's always the external problem that is affecting you and always trying to solve them, which you never will because it's real life, take a hypothesis that the problem maybe is not out there. Maybe I'm just not creating it very well. I'm not present in it very well. I'm not connecting with it very well. I'm not feeling it very well. Because this stuff, you can really change and you can really develop. And instead of relying on good weather that, you know, there are never any problems, you know how to create that special space. You know how to connect with your body, connect with each other. You know how to make that sexual energy that is really good for you, you know, really cook it, you know, craft it. And that leaves you in a much more empowered position. Your sex life will be much less affected by these external problems because you have ability to create this sexual energy regardless of what's happening in life. And by that, I mean, and I always teach people, that you adapt to different situations, that it's never like a burden. You know, sex is never a burden, or we need to have really great sex even though there are problems in life, you know, that puts even more pressure on you. But you can adapt your sex depending on the circumstances. If today, you know, it's too much to do that, then we can create a sexual energy that is still really nourishing and enriching for us within our abilities today, so that, you know, it always remains a place in your life that's always there for you. Like, you don't need to perform, you don't need to like achieve something there, because there's so much of it in life already. This is a special space for you to be nourished, to be revitalized by that blissful pleasure, to feel love. Your sex life becomes problem-proof. Whatever life throws at you, you can adapt and be flexible and still have really wonderful sexual time together. So perhaps washing the dishes can be a bit of a moment of realization. I hope you enjoy each other.